Alright, everyone, so today we are replaying a recap that was an interview that we had on 938 and as well as 99.co. So we talk about a couple of topics. One of it was on seaside residences and the other one was on the Telok Blangah master plan development that's upcoming in the next 5 to 10 years. So these next two episodes are basically recaps of our interview on the show. So hope to share it with you. Take care.
Just before the break, we were at Telok Blangah and Melvin, our guest, talked to us about the area, what we can expect there. A nice mix of the new, a nice mix of the old as well. There are flats dating back to the 70s in the Telok Blangah area. But of course, we're looking forward to the redevelopment of the site where Keppel Club now sits. You know, when their lease runs out, it's likely to be developed into residential developments. And also the Greater Southern Waterfront, of course, everyone's looking forward to that. So we're going to go from there and then pretend we're on the park connector, Melvin, and he's taking us all the way out to the east. Melvin Lim is co-founder of Property Lim Brothers Media, and we're going to go to Seaside Residences, aren't we, Melvin? This is brand new. This is something that Ning has chosen to talk about today. Now, Seaside Residences, Siglap Link, overlooking the sea, you've got greenery all around, and as I understand it, really fabulous views. Recent transactions, I'm told, is at 1,900 per square feet. Let's talk about this. Per square foot, is this expensive? What do you see around that area and other condo units?
Right. I think these are residences now. If I'm not wrong, the take-up rate is already at about 93 to 95%. So developers have almost sold out. I think one of the reasons why this project has been performing so well is that there has been a lot of pent-up demand for sea view facing high-rise, large projects, because it's like 800 over units. So over the past years, there has really been a lot of pent-up demand waiting for the next plot of high-rise facing towards the East Coast Park. So in terms of pricing, I think when they launch up to date, the range in the per square foot is ranging between 1,006 to 2,001, depending on what kind of facing you are looking at. If you're looking towards the landed facing at the back, or are you looking towards the sea, or are you looking towards the morning sun? So there's different price ranges based on different sizes and layout as well. So I think for 1,009, definitely when you buy into a new development, there has to be a premium, because you're buying to a new project, a brand new 99 years leasehold, and you're buying into something that is new, not in terms of just the lease, but of course in terms of the design, in terms of the fact that you have the first mover advantage to own this property. Definitely in Singapore, in terms of the behavior for new and resale, there has to be a price difference, because when the developer bid for the land, they have construction costs, they have the land bid price, they have a margin to take care of. So naturally, I think at this range, that's just probably how Singapore is going towards. And I think along the east side, people are willing to buy into D15, because D15 is, of course, one of the very popular areas in Singapore. So there's good schools there, you have great accessibility via ECP, and a lot of good stuff in this area.
So just now you were talking about how there was all this pent-up demand for properties along the East Coast Park area because of the view and all that, and the high rise. Yeah. So there have been actually a number of new condo launches along East Coast Park, such as the Coastline Residences and Mayor Mansion. So how do you think, if I'm a buyer and I'm comparing between all these different condos that are newly launched along the whole East Coast Park line, how does Seaside Residence measure up against all these other new condo developments?
Okay. All right. So, of course, if you want to compare based on the three projects that you've just mentioned, Seaside Residences, I think this is the one that is like the largest land size with 800 over units. It's a 99 years, definite. PSF range will definitely be in the range of 1,006 plus to 2,001. And, of course, if you were to look at Mayor Mansion and Coastline, these are the projects that is being launched in the Amber area plus the Mayor Road area. So these two are freeholds, and the price ranges will range between all the way from 2,004 all the way to 3,000, because these are freehold developments. So of course, I think the very first thing, if you're a buyer, you're deciding between the three high-rise projects along the East Coast Belt, you have to ask yourself, which part of East Coast do I prefer to live in? Because East Coast is very long. It stretches all the way from Bayshore to Siglap, and then you have Marine Parade, you have Amber, you have Meiji, you have Tanjung Rhu, and different buyers, they love to live in different parts because some buyers, they love to live near to the schools, for example, St. Patrick's or Taunan, or some buyers just love the Siglap area, some buyers love the Bayshore area. And I think in terms of measurement, if you're talking about pricing, there is already a difference because of the land tenure, right? So freehold versus 99, the average price difference is already about $500 per square foot. So that accounts for the difference, which is in line with what's happening in Singapore between 99s and freehold. So usually the percentage premium will be between like 20 to 30% between 99 freeholds. And for the fact that whether you like to live in a less dense development, like 100 over units development at Coastline or 200 units development at Mayer, or do you prefer to have something that has a larger land size for your kids to enjoy, for family to enjoy the facilities?
So when I look at this, Melvin, and from what you're saying, I've looked at the website as well, 800 plus units, you were saying, and it goes up to something like, what, 2,100 square foot, you know, for some of the larger units. So there are seven categories. The developer has done this, and it's ranging from one bedroom to five bedroom. There are penthouses. Just a quick comment on you, because we do need to take a break, about the unit types that you're seeing here.
Okay, so the developer is very clever. They branded every different layouts with different brand names. So, of course, the first one will be the suites, which is the one-bedroom and the one-plus study. And then you have, like, the Viva, which is the typical two-bedroom. You have the Trio, which are the dual-key units for people that want to rent out part of the studio and or they want to have multi-generation living. They also have the Privé one, which is the one with the private lift. So that is, like, the more exclusive with privacy because it's a private lift unit, and you have like the Vantage, which is like facing towards the landed view plus the sea view. So there are different brand names for different types of layout, and I think it's a great way that the developer has branded this development.
So something for everyone then, Melvin.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing your insights with us today. Certainly great to hear from you, and hope that we'll have opportunity to talk to you again.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, so we've come to the end of today's episode. We hope that you enjoy the Nuggets on the Go series with us. Now, do remember to also check out another podcast that we have at the Property Universe Studio. It's called So Far, So Good, whereby we interview industry leaders, market leaders relating to the real estate industry. We also speak with our teammates. We talk with people relating to tips and advice that they can give to the real estate market when it comes to buying and selling. Now, we also talk to entrepreneurs and business owners as well to get their viewpoint, chat about their business, and talk to interesting people. So it's just a very casual platform whereby we chat with people at a podcast studio. So tune in to So Far, So Good. Again, you can find us on iTunes or Spotify. Now, if you want a little bit more visual elements, head on to our YouTube channel whereby you get to see a couple of different kind of playlists, like How We Sold Investor Series, Ask for series where we share charts, opinions, facts, statistics and figures. And if you want a little bit more visual elements, that's the place to go. Now, if you are traveling and on the road all the time, tune into our podcast. My name is Melvin Lim from the Property Brothers Studio, and it's good having you with us. All right, take care. See you.